Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King, who is mimicking me on this Thursday, October the 3rd, 2019. It is 4 p.m. in New York, 1 p.m. Los Angeles time, 9 p.m. in London, 5 a.m. in Tokyo, 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. But wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And Alex, I'm going to have to let you do an intro sometime because you've got it down pat. I mean, I do the same one every single
day.
But I do the same thing every single day. I mean, you ought to have it by now, right?
I don't listen past, welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King, and then you have to do all the times, and I don't know the times. I know what time it is here and what time it is in Tokyo. That's it.
Well, that you know, you got 2 out of 5. That's not too bad. But, you know, this gives you a clue, folks, about what today's episode is going to be about, because we really don't have a clear topic in mind, so we just started getting silly early, and we figured, why wait for Christmas? We'll start, and we'll beat the rush, you know, and get going on it. I do want to make a bit of an announcement, and it's a fun announcement for those who have been listening for quite some time, who may remember back in February. This is back when Steve Rowell was still co-hosting with one of the shows with me, and he couldn't make it for a particular episode. Steve had a tremendous ability to recognize that when he couldn't show up, I needed to have somebody else, so he'd find me a co-host, which is really cool.
That is handy.
Every single time. It is. It's handy. It's great. And one of the people he got was Dan Mangina. I can't remember what the pronunciation of his name is. I can't remember if it's Mangina or Mangina. But Dan is an amazing LOA life coach. He's basically a coach to other coaches. So he trains other coaches. And he has such an extensive network of followers that he gets people who come to him looking for coaching help, and then he just dishes them off to one of his coaches. I mean, that's what his network is like, which is pretty, that's a pretty good network when you think
about it. That's nice. That's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet setup.
But Dan is also an amazing guy, in part because, well, first of all, this may sound strange. In one sense, he's homeless because he doesn't actually have a permanent home base that is his own home.
Mm-hmm.
He has certain places that he stays. One particular place, I think it's in California, that he stays at often. So that's his home base. But he doesn't own the land. He doesn't rent the apartment rent the house or anything like that. It's just a place he stays periodically.
Huh.
And he's like a world traveler, traveling all over the place, giving his presentations, helping people and so forth. Really a remarkable guy. But on top of everything else, he has an uncanny ability to zero in on whatever issue we raise, whatever issue anyone raises regarding the law of attraction, and get right to the core. You know, so you can come up with this big extensive thing about, well, we've talked about X's the other day, right? So we can talk about X's and so forth. He'll go right to the root of LOA to explain what's going on.
I have questions about self-fulfilling prophecies.
Bring them up.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
If you can't make it to the Wednesday show, just send them to me and I'll include them, you know, in my conversation with them. If you can make it, then you can ask yourself. But
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. But Dan's just incredible. So especially if you're a regular listener, even if you're not, we want everybody to become regular listeners. But even if you're not, check out that episode. It's going to be really good. If you can make the live stream, it's always 4 p.m. New York time. If you can make the live stream, that's great. But if not, at least listen to the recorded episode. You're going to find it to be quite educational because Dan is truly a remarkable human being.
Mm-hmm.
So with that thought in mind, that's the first promo of the day. I guess we should probably get our other promos done since I'm doing
promos.
I hope
you talk about me this nicely when I'm not around. Because my right ear is never ringing. I'm just saying.
But why the right ear? I'm not clear.
Well, the right ear means someone's talking good about you, and the left ear means someone's talking bad about you. Yeah.
I never heard that one. Okay. All right. Well, as long as the left ear isn't ringing.
That's true.
I mean, that's really the most important.
My left ear never rings.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So we're good. But what do I say to people? Actually, I tell people how funny you are.
Aw, okay.
Well, you are. I mean,
thank you.
You keep things light. You keep things happy and moving and so forth. And, you know, that's probably the best contribution you make.
I try.
Yeah. I mean, it's significant, too. So that's why we can always look forward when it's just you and me co-hosting. It's going to go off in some tangential direction that no one can predict.
That's a hashtag.
Hashtag tangential. So,
is that even a word?
It really is, yeah.
I was going to say it has to be because you're using it. So you're not one to make up words.
Well, it means tangent. It means going off on a tangent.
I know what tangent means. I'm just saying tangential does not sound legit. But okay, if you say so.
No, it's a real word. It's real. See, this is why I was strong at math and you weren't, because I could learn the lingo.
Yep. Nope. I was like, canceled. I'm going to gym.
So, but anyway, let's do our promos to start off the show, instead of waiting till later on. That way we can just have fun for the rest of the show. So, like I was saying, you want to be sure you catch the episode with Dan, but also you want to make sure you catch all of the other episodes we do. We do 5 of them a week. Mm-hmm. In fact, Alex is involved in 2 of them, and sometimes in 3 or 4, depending on how the week goes. But we also have a bunch of others. Joel's going to be back soon. I keep saying that I know he's going to be back. It's just coming down to, you know, when can he get his schedule rearranged? He obviously has a client that he works with during this time frame. But, you know, he doesn't want to rush the client. So obviously we have to kind of wait until the client is able to finish the series of sessions and move on. And then Joel will be able to join us. Joel will be back. It's just a question of when. There is, of course, Cindy Chavez on Wednesdays, who will be off this coming Wednesday. That's why Dan is coming in. She and I were realizing that as of next month, she and I will have been together 2 years. So we've got a 2-year anniversary coming up, which is very cool.
Well, our 1-year anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, on Mondays is Louis D'Souza, who... He is the only one of the group that I can think of who found me rather than me going out and finding somebody else. Yeah. He contacted me one time and said, I'd really love to come onto the show. And I didn't really know anything about him. So I said, well, let's bring him on with Joel and, you know, we'll see what happens. And he was great. And Joel said to me immediately after the show, you ought to get him on here as a regular co-host.
Wow.
And so I did. And it worked out great.
You got Joel's approval. That's a double thumbs up right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Joel seal of approval makes a whole lot of difference.
Yep.
And Louis is another one who's very good at cutting to the chase, getting right to the core of what the issue is from an LA perspective. So I've got to give him some credit for that. Plus, he's the one who introduced our audience to Jinshin Jitsu. And brought in his sister-in-law, who is a consultant in Jinshin Jitsu. And now Astrid is also part of the Monday podcast. And then, of course, you and I do Tuesday, and Joel's going to be joining us eventually on Thursday. Friday is Linda Armstrong. And Linda is probably the most interesting addition to the group over the last couple of years because she's quite different from everybody else.
Right.
She has a really strong energy-related approach. And it gives her a perspective that's quite different from others. I mean, it's still a good coach LOA perspective. It's just different. And I learned a whole lot from her as a result. So that just kind of underlines my point. Every show is different.
Yep. Every show is different.
And as a result, you're getting all kinds of cool stuff. So that's a long-winded way of saying become a subscriber so you can get all the 5 shows every single week as they get published. And it's so simple. Just go to loatoday.net, and right at the top of the page, you will find instructions on how to subscribe using your particular device. It takes 3, 4, 5 clicks. And then just like that, you're subscribed, and all the episodes come right to your phone or whatever device you're using, tablet, doesn't matter what it is. And by the way, we're also on YouTube as we are recording this. We always record it live streaming to YouTube, and that's where I turn it over to Alex to explain how to subscribe and get notified there.
Well, when you're on YouTube, you search LOA Today podcast videos, and you will see our smiling faces. And once you see that, you can click below to the subscribe button. And next to the subscribe button, there's a little silver bell. And when you click that, make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we're live.
Yeah, it's just that simple. So thank you to the 80-85% of you that are already subscribers. Welcome to the 10-15% who are right now going through the process of subscribing to the podcast. And we're welcoming you and glad that you're joining us and looking forward to having you along on the journey. By the way, I got another email from a listener, a longtime listener named Beth, who contacted us about the show that Cindy Chavez and I did yesterday on Neville Goddard. And we had actually, it was the second time we had referenced a Neville quote, which it was actually a quote from one of Neville's followers.
Okay.
A letter that Neville's followers back in the day had sent him. The quote is, "Isn't it wonderful? Something marvelous is happening in my life now."
Right.
And we had challenged people and challenged ourselves to, you know, do it daily for a week, to use that as like a mantra or an affirmation every day for a week and see what happened. And so yesterday was kind of a reporting day on that. Well, our listener, Beth, reported in that she's adopted that as her new affirmation.
Nice.
Which all by itself is a gain. It's an improvement. So thank you very much for letting us know that, Beth. And I'll have to let you know, Beth, that when I sent it to Cindy, Cindy was psyched. She was absolutely psyched to hear that. So
well done. It's nice to know when you're making a difference in the world.
It does. It does. And Beth outlined that very directly in her message. She says that the show has made a difference in her life.
Aww.
And it continues to do that. And she thinks that it does for other people too. And I thought, wow, that's...
I agree with you, Beth.
That's a really nice thing to say. So thank you very much. We appreciate that. So those are our promotional messages. Now we get to have fun. I see you have a new shirt on, L'Amour, French for...
No, this isn't new. This is old.
Well, it's not one you've worn on the show before, is it?
Yes.
Have you really?
Way back, what's his name commented on it? Fridays. Who did we do Fridays with?
Oh, Tom Wells.
Tom, thank you. I don't know why I want to call him Walter. I don't know. You're Walter, so whatever. Gray hair. I don't know. So... Yeah, well, I just did it again. Tom commented on my shirt.
I don't remember that one. But nice
well, time. I don't think you were online yet at the time.
Ah, okay.
It was, you know, those were the days where we used to sign in like 10 minutes before and talk amongst ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Now, is that reflective of how you're feeling about your new bow?
Not really. This is just a tank top because I got my armpits waxed today, so I just dress accordingly.
Thank you for that TMI. We truly appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. Listen, my life is an open book.
Yes. Sometimes it's worth closing. But anyway.
I almost spit out my drink. Oh, man.
And we've got people stepping in on the live stream. Well, Jeffrey, of course, is here. And,
of course. Hi,
sharing
Jeffrey.
All kinds of commentary. And he's asking for clarification. When is Dan going to be on? He's going to be on this coming Wednesday. So the Wednesday podcast.
Day.
Yeah. Cindy Chavez is taking the day off for Yom Kippur, and Dan's going to be stepping in to do that particular show. And he also says, it's true, though. Alex makes me laugh, and I appreciate that we agree a line on so many things. So you have a fan.
Thanks. Aww. Thanks, Jeffrey.
He says, if you would like new co-hosts or conversations, I'm available to step in some days. Think about it. Well, he's been on the live stream so long. I mean, we got to bring him in.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeffrey, I mean, if you look on social media where we post, you know, invitations about, you know, each time that we're doing a live stream, you'll find a link to the Zoom platform.
Mm-hmm. So you can jump on anytime you want.
Just jump on. Yeah. We'll have a conversation. You can jump in today if you'd like.
Yeah.
Today's actually a good day because we're sort of on a nondescript topic. We haven't figured out what the topic is yet.
Nonsensical topics.
Well, hopefully not nonsensical.
We
hopefully
can continue actually... to find the LOA perspective of me getting my armpits waxed if you want.
I think we can do a little better. I certainly hope so.
Me too. Talk about lowbrow comedy. Woo!
Well, lacking anything else to talk about in particular, I'm going to kind of be a little bit daring and mention, now, here's the P word again, right?
Uh-huh.
Politics has gotten really funny lately.
Oh, here we go. I thought you were grounded from politics. What happened?
No. I see, when I say that I didn't use the word grounded.
No, I did.
but when I said that I'm not letting politics bother me, I mean literally I'm not letting it bother me.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm not looking at any of it.
I
limit myself. In other words, if I feel that my vibrational level is dropping by looking at it, cut myself off quick.
Okay.
Faster than a bartender's cutting off a drunk. I mean literally it's it's quick.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to happen very often because I, imbibe politics in moderation, mm-hmm. which is what everybody should.
Everything in moderation.
But I just had to remark because there is an ad, a meme really, but it's an ad that appeared in the New York City subway today.
Ooh.
Making fun of Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, geez.
And it is hysterical. It is absolutely.
Do tell.
Yeah. It's an advertisement for Crazy Rudy. The law offices of Crazy Rudy. And it includes a phone number to call. And if you call the phone number, there is a voicemail announcement saying, thank you for calling the offices of Crazy Rudy. Please leave a message at the tone.
Now, how do you know? Did you call this number?
I called the number, yes.
I knew it.
And there's a web address. And if you go to the web address, it's all about the Crazy Rudy law firm.
Somebody has way too much free time. Oh, my God.
I mean, can you imagine paying for an ad on a subway?
That's a phone number and a website.
Like, this is not cheap mocking going on. This is expensive. You know?
Right. Oh, my God. Stop it.
Just going to prove that you can raise your vibration over anything.
Yeah, that's true. Those are facts.
I just wanted to share that. I mean, I looked at the ad, and, well, first of all, the ad was great. It was brilliantly written. If you want to actually see the ad, it's posted on my timeline on Facebook. So
just look for it there.
Of course, I had to put it there. It's brilliantly written, and especially in light of what's been happening lately. I mean, Rudy and Donald are setting new standards for absolute insanity, so of course you have to laugh at it.
Facts.
If you aren't laughing at it, well, then you shouldn't pay any more attention because you're just going to commit suicide.
Yeah, I know.
But at least laugh at it. It is hysterically funny. It's crazy.
It is.
It's so crazy it's stupid.
You should see the SNL skits. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can hardly imagine. Yeah. It kind of makes me wonder, wouldn't it be great to bring back the days of the original SNL cast and see what they were going to do something with something like this? Because, I mean, they would rip it.
I don't know. I think they're doing a pretty decent job with
Are they?
Yeah. You're using, what's his name? He just got roasted. What's his name? He's playing Donald. That's
Alec Baldwin, isn't it?
Thank you. I was like, which Baldwin is it? Oh, so many Baldwins.
So little time.
Yeah.
And Alec does a very good job, I have to admit.
Yeah, he definitely does a very good
Donald. I like the way he curls the lip.
That is key.
That is. It's a big part of the impression that he does.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. Proof positive, no matter what it is that you're looking at, you can find a way to feel good.
Yep, that is
Which
true.
Is my whole point. That's why I raised the whole thing. First of all, I want to give people a laugh. But second of all, I mean, we can find humor in anything. We can find feel good in anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, within my own family circle, we had a fairly serious family meeting. And within the context of the family meeting, I won't go into the details, but within the context of the meeting, we found ways to laugh. We found ways to feel joy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fairly serious topic.
Yeah.
You can do it with anything. There are really no limits.
Yeah.
And I think that's the topic for today. Finding the thing to smile at no matter what's going on.
Okay. I got a good example because literally something just happened to about 10 minutes before we came on.
Okay.
So my sister messages up the group chat and says, Lenny, which is my niece's hamster or guinea pig or something, just passed away.
Aww.
And Gabby's at school, so she's like, what do I tell Gabby? And I said, she knows about death. TV shows are advanced these days. Just, tell her she's gone to a better place. She'll always be in your heart, blah, blah, blah. And then my mom said, let her bury it, have a funeral, get a shoebox, blah, blah, blah. And my sister goes, where am I going to bury it? Because she lives in an apartment. So I said, bury it at her dad's house because he's got a house with a backyard. She was like, you forget he owns a beagle and that
it's going
to dig that up in like 20 minutes. I was like, and then have it as a new stuffy. I was like, oh my God.
Jeez.
So yes, also in our family. in tragedy, we also laugh.
Apparently, and you make fun of it.
Oh, yeah. We have to.
Yeah. Well, so you just illustrated how it can be done. That's a good thing.
It's rarely a serious moment in our family.
Do you think there's any topic? Now, I kind of pre-paved it by saying there is no such topic. But do you think there's any topic where humor doesn't work and really you're not going to be able to build your vibration off of it?
I mean, in the hairdressing business, they tell us in school the main things you don't talk about are sexual preference and politics, and there's a third one. I forget what it is.
Religion?
Religion. So, but I don't know. As a comedian, I feel like anything can be funny. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there is a topic that you can't find a way to make funny for everyone. I mean, not for everyone, because you're going to offend somebody in some kind of way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people are. And that's actually a measurement.
It's
kind of a guide as to what, if you're offended by a particular kind of humor. I mean, it's understandable. There are certain kinds of humor that just seem offensive.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's kind of a measurement of where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're finding that, you know, somebody else making fun of something is really pushing your buttons, it's time to look at what the buttons are.
I was going to say, yeah, it's probably within you.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we always have that control over our own reaction to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't always exercise the control, but we have it. It's available to us. You know,
right.
The button is there. The steering wheel is under our control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do have the option to control. So on those occasions where we don't really want to control, that's usually a good time to take a look at why is it we're so resistant.
Yeah.
And what's it going to take to let go of that resistance?
Mm-hmm. I say if everybody just minded their business, we wouldn't have a problem. Because if you're busy minding your own business, you don't have time to be in somebody else's.
But if you're busy minding your own business, doesn't that kind of eliminate 90% of comedic topics?
Not really, because you can still make fun of stuff that's going on in your own life.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yes. Yeah. So, I guess that's kind of the sign of a good comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, if you can make anyone laugh from anything, you're definitely a good comedian.
Because if you can just riff on your own stuff all the time.
Yeah. That's what Kevin Hart does now. That's mm-hmm. all he does. He does. Mm-hmm. He started off doing, you know, topics that were like, you know, in the newspaper or whatever. Realized that wasn't his thing until I think another comedian told him, you know, you got to let people know who you are. So talk about your life. And that's his basis. He's always talking about his kids and his wife and his ex-wife and all her craziness and all that stuff. So, yeah, he makes for a good comedian.
Okay. So, all right. He's proven that you don't have to get caught up in somebody else's life. You can just focus on your own stuff. That's good.
Yeah. Which is opposite from Dave Chappelle, who I also love, who recently had a special, which some people are like not so happy about, but at the same time, it's along the lines of what we were just saying about, you know, that's within you. That's, mm-hmm. If you can't take a joke, that's your issue.
And Dave Chappelle definitely has no boundaries when it comes to how far he's going to go.
None. And I was dying. I literally almost peed. It was great. Oh, man.
Along the same lines of people whose hot buttons are being pushed, kind of a sad note, I didn't know about it at the time. I didn't even realize it, but Dave Chappelle had actually come to the Hartford area, which is very near where I live.
Oh!
This was a while ago.
Okay.
And he was so badly treated by certain members of the audience for his comedy routine that he cut his routine short and left.
Wow. Yeah, he does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of got the impression from what I read in the news, he wasn't going to come back. And I don't blame him, you know.
I wouldn't either.
You know, if you're not wanted, why would you show up again?
Right.
But it also occurs to me that the people who were reacting badly to him, who were heckling him or whatever they were doing, I'm not even sure what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling some of it may have been racist, but I don't really know.
With Dave Chappelle, it was probable. It's probable.
Yep. But even so, I mean, the fact that they're reacting so strongly, that is a big, a flag, a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing that says, pay attention. This is something you need to work on. And I'm willing to bet none of them did.
Right. There's still, yeah. He talked about it, not specifically Hartford, but mm-hmm. he talked about people throwing things at him and stuff on stage, and like recently. So he was like, yeah, not going back there.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't go back either.
Yeah.
Actually, those of us who live in the Hartford area don't like to go to Hartford. So I can totally understand.
Yeah. Living in New England, you drive through Hartford. You don't drive to Hartford.
No, you drive around it. You drive around Hartford. This is actually a sticking point because you know how you have like Google Maps and the various GPS type services, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Google Maps is usually really good. It's great at, you know, evaluating what the traffic pattern is and sending you along the route that is the least traveled and so forth. But mm-hmm. for whatever reason, when we want to, if we wanted to go from where we are in Simsbury, which is like northwest of Hartford, down mm-hmm. to the shoreline at say Mystic, Connecticut, which is basically straight through Hartford, it'll take us straight through Hartford to get there.
Wow.
It won't take the highways around Hartford. It'll go straight through Hartford.
See, that's why I like Waze better, because Google will literally all around the world just to get to one place.
It's strange, because I have to say most of the time Google does a great job, but every mm-hmm. once in a while there's a particular route, and it's just like, you know, the algorithm got rewritten or something.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I don't really quite understand what happens there.
Because
anyway.
I'll use it sometimes, and I'm like, but I know there's a quicker way. Like when once I get to the place, I'm like, I definitely could have gotten here quicker.
Yep. I don't know. It's strange. But, yeah, for whatever reason, Google wants us to go to Hartford and the rest of us say, no, thanks.
Well, maybe there was something shiny to see. I don't know.
If something is shiny in Hartford, you really want to look around and make sure you're in a safe neighborhood because
it's not going to be there very long.
It's not going to be there very long. Yeah.
Poor Hartford.
It's not a happy city in many ways. It's a very sad city. I keep hoping that it will have a renewal. You know, cities mm-hmm. sometimes have that, or maybe sections of cities have that.
Mm-hmm.
West Hartford actually has one section that, and West Hartford is quite a different city from Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a section that had a really nice renewal. Mm-hmm. Over the last 10, 15 years or so. So maybe Hartford would have something like that at some point. But
maybe.
I'm not crossing my fingers.
Not holding your breath? Okay.
Not holding my breath, no.
I feel you.
Yeah. Now, we just completely left the topic. Where were we with the topic?
I don't even know, man. Wait, let me check the hashtag, see if I can figure it out. Hold on.
You're just checking your notes. The topic. The topic is finding humor in stuff
yep.
so that we can maintain our vibrations, maintain
yep.
our centeredness, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's another point I want to touch on. Mm-hmm. I often talk about Facebook posts. I'm not going to get into the Facebook post, but I did see this.
Oh, man.
Somebody was using the word self-centered to mean selfish. And
really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting person.
Well, they were also trying to attack somebody, and so they wanted to make a politically mm-hmm. correct way to do it. So I think that's why they did that. But I just wanted to point out that when we talk about somebody who is selfish, usually what we're saying is somebody whose behavior we don't like.
Right.
We don't like the way they're treating us or the way they're treating our family or our friends or whatever, or treating people that we respect and care about, whatever. We don't like the way that they're treating people. And
it's
so
usually because they're not paying attention to you. That's usually what happens.
That's a very common one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And but they're like, you don't give me enough time or attention. You're selfish. It's mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. what are you, five?
Well, pretty much, yes. But my point is that when you're using the term self-centered for that, you're really misusing the term.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I say that because somebody who is self-centered, turn the phrase around. It's a centered self. A centered mm-hmm. self is a self that's in alignment with its inner being. That's about as far away from being, you know, uninterested in anybody else as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So calling somebody who's so-called selfish, self-centered, is like directly the opposite of what it is.
Right, right.
You can't get more. That's like 180 degrees right there.
That's polar opposites. Like,
polar
what are you
opposite.
Trying to say?
That's pretty much it. That's a polar yeah. opposite. You know?
Yeah.
So don't use self-centered to mean selfish. It doesn't. It just
bottom
doesn't.
Line, if you're going to troll people, get your dictionary out.
Get your dictionary out.
And your thesaurus while you're at it.
Or just use Google, but at least get the word right.
Something. You know? Use something. Oh, man.
I'm just saying, why do people do that? I think I know why. I think it's for the explanation I give, but that's right.
That reminds me of something funny I was telling my mom today about. I was watching a clip of Maury, and they were doing DNA tests. And they were doing DNA tests on grown adults. So it was like this 25-year-old woman thinks that this guy is her father, but his birth daughter was like, no, that's not my sister. The Dana is going to tell us the truth. The Dana? Okay. They basically were trying to say DNA.
Oh.
But they kept saying it over and over. They were like, Maury, read the Dana. Read the Dana. I was like, please, this is so embarrassing right now. And of course, they had to be black. I was just like, oh my God.
They had to be black.
My people. They're embarrassing me. I can't. Thank God it's only a clip. I can't do a whole episode.
So does that mean that this is going to become a new thing? It's going to be called Dana instead of DNA from now on?
I hope not. God help us. That just means our Dana is reversing.
Reversing.
Excuse me, reverting is what I meant to say. I have my thesaurus.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I had a friend in college who was named Dana, so that really threw me when you said that.
Yeah, you were like, okay, so the person's name's Dana. Yeah, continue with your
story.
You're
right.
And I was like, no, well, you missed it. Yep.
I guess we just don't share the same Dana.
No, apparently not. Apparently not.
Jeffrey was making his own commentary about being a New Englander, and he says, I just drove through New England from Albany to Eaton, New Hampshire.
Ooh, so sorry.
Especially Albany. I used to live near there, too.
Yeah.
And I understand New England.
In Schenectady,
that's right. He says, I understand New Englanders a little better now. And then he says, isn't Hartford the insurance capital of the world or of America? Actually, that was true at one point. It's not so much true now, but yeah, it used to be all the major insurance companies were based in the Hartford area.
Are you serious? That's like the place you need the most insurance, so that's ironic.
No, it's true. In fact, I think it's in some ways it's still known as the insurance capital of the world, even though a lot of the insurance carriers that used to be here aren't here anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there still are some.
Yeah.
I mean, Chubb is here, and of course, I'm going to blank out. What's the one with Snoopy?
Is that Mutual?
Well, there's Mass Mutual, but there's... Who does Snoopy? I can't think what the name of the insurance company is. Metropolitan Insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they're here. And there are a few others, too, that aren't coming to mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's not what it used to be. It used to be you could hardly walk down the street without tripping over an insurance company.
Which, ironically, you need insurance for.
That's right. This is true. And then Jeffrey says something interesting. He says he's going through a breakup with a 7-year friendship for this very reason. Thank you for knowing what to talk about today. Oh, MetLife. That's it. Jeffrey, yes. Thank you. MetLife. But
wait.
Going through a breakup, a 7-year friendship for this very reason. Which very reason are we talking about?
Yeah, because we have a lot of reasons. Does he not agree with your comedy stylings? What's happening?
I don't know. I wanted to ask because, I mean, breaking up a 7-year friendship, that's a big deal.
Listen, I just broke up a 25-year friendship, so.
That's a big deal, too.
I know how he's feeling.
Yeah. In fact, you talked about it, I believe, on Tuesday's show, if I remember right.
No, it wasn't this Tuesday, but it was a Tuesday, yeah.
It was a Tuesday, okay. Yeah. I remember that you brought it up.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And I remember that it wasn't so much traumatic as it was definite. It's like.
Yeah, no, I don't have time. I don't have time for the bull. I don't. I don't have time. I don't try to make time. I just, listen, do you know why we're in this friendship? No, neither do I. Okay, bye.
Yeah, well, that's pretty abrupt, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I gave him a week to come up with an answer, and he didn't have one. So I was like, all right, well, this is it. Peace out, Boy Scout.
Well, he didn't do his homework then.
No, he sure didn't. Considering we literally talk every single day, you didn't call me in a week with an answer? Bye.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a big shift.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Talking every day to end of friendship, I'm never talking to you again. That's huge.
Yep.
Wow.
I tell people I run with scissors. I will cut you off with a quickness.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it's not a punishment for me. Had not you not having me in your life is punishment for life. I'm sorry. That's
now that's what I call a strong ego. I like
that's that. I have very high self-esteem.
A very high level. Yes. No doubt about that.
Yes.
I'm in a rare place today. I don't know where to go with the topic.
I need to know what Jeffrey's talking about. So
I'm waiting
over there.
For him. He hasn't said anything.
Maybe it's a long paragraph and he's got to type it out.
He's still typing. Okay, so we'll give him a little time on that one.
But I'm very interested.
But that means we have to figure out where this topic is going while we're waiting for him to fill in the details on that one.
Okay, you want relationship updates? We haven't done that in a week.
Relationship updates. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Things are moving pretty quickly.
All right.
Things are moving pretty quickly in the positive direction.
Can you tell us what his name is?
His name is Kenny.
Kenny, okay.
Yeah, his name is actually Kenneth, but I call him Kenny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
it's only been like, what, 2-3 weeks, something like that?
2 weeks tomorrow.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, officially 2 weeks tomorrow, but yeah.
So, can you give us a clue as to what things are moving quickly means?
He's moving to the Cape, specifically for me. Yep.
Ooh.
He used to live in New Bedford, but he changed his address.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fairly serious.
I'm meeting his daughter this weekend.
Ah.
Yeah.
Meeting family members, that's big.
Well, I already met his family members. I was already invited over. Yes, I went out. I went out because they literally live across town. So I went and stopped, made a pit stop. We did a little fire pit and then I went home. You know, it was in and out in a half hour. So, but I got to meet his family. His mother loves me, obviously. I mean, I'm me. his mother's husband also loves me. He thinks I'm hilarious and he likes that I don't let anybody pick on him because the whole family likes to pick on him. And I'm like, y'all leave Jay alone.
Ooh.
So.
A new and force has entered the family picture.
He's like, I have someone on my side now. I like her. And then he's got two nieces, and they're adorable. One's 11, and I think one's 7. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we feel bad. We stole you from Kenny. Because, like, for the main part of the half hour, they were like, do you have Instagram? Da-da-da-da. And they were like, let me show you all my videos. And I was like, okay. Because I'm great with kids. I'm great with kids, but, you know.
And I can see why, especially when it comes to the social media, because you've got around your fingers, so you totally understand that.
Sure do. Sure
that
do.
Gives you a great way to connect, establish stuff in common and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So that's we're really now cool. Instagram friends, which we made Kenny join Instagram so he could be hip too.
Very cool. Now, does the fact that they're 11 and 7 and doing Instagram, does that mean we have to rewrite the script of The Grass is Greener?
No, I don't think so, because I feel like the twins take that part of it. Because my 16-year-old goddaughter just listened to the first episode, and she loved it.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Excellent.
It was like, when is episode 2 coming out? And I was like, we're working on it right now. And she was like, and then this is what cracked me up. She was like, my favorite character is Lexi. She's so straightforward and to the point. I was like, Navani, you know that's me, right? And she was like, no, it's not. Stop it. She's like, it's like you in real life. Oh, my God. I was dying. I was like, you didn't know that was me? She's like, no, I didn't. She's like, I only recognize my dad. So, yeah, Richie's daughter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
She's 16. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Hey, that's great.
I know, well, right?
That's a good age group for us to resonate with. So
I say all the age groups, include everybody.
Yeah. Well, I guess the way I'm thinking of it is if we're resonating with somebody who's in her mid-teens,
mm-hmm.
that's not an easy hit.
No,
that's
it's not.
That's not an easy connection. So if we're making that connection, we're doing something right.
Yeah, not with all the Twilights and Riverdales and
absolutely.
And Vampire Diaries out there. It's hard. It's a hard genre. And I guess they have a class. In their school, she goes to an art school where they specifically just listen to podcasts. So she suggested our podcast for class.
For The Grass is Greener? Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Well, then we got to get the second episode finished for sure.
We definitely do. We definitely do.
We are doing the second night of recording tonight. The first night didn't quite work out the way we'd hoped, but that's
we got to redo that because we're trying to bring you bigger and better things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Among other things, we are recognizing. and I recognize this from editing episode one, mm-hmm. just how important sound quality is.
Facts.
I mean,
facts.
I knew it before, but yeah. when it's rubbed in your face, I mean, just, oh, boy. And, of course, Carissa Pignatelli is our lead. She plays Nance Schultz. Mm-hmm. And that makes her a very, very important voice in the ensemble. Mm-hmm. And Nance's voice just wasn't working. I couldn't even understand half the words she was saying. I don't know about you. But
sometimes when she drops real low and she's talking to herself,
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
But there were once we switched, what we discovered, for people who are kind of curious, we discovered that there's a huge sound difference when she plugs her microphone into her smartphone compared to when she plugs her microphone into her laptop. The laptop gave it, even though it's an older Lenovo laptop, it gave us a much better sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard the file I sent. When I compared a take with the laptop to mm-hmm. a take with the smartphone, it was night and day.
Wow, that's
it
crazy.
It was night and day.
It was
literally
crazy.
The one with the laptop, like you said, she would drop her voice, but you could still hear what she was saying.
Yeah,
it's like
she
was having an intimate conversation with you. Where
exactly.
the other one is like, what did she say?
Did
she just say something?
Yeah. It's like, these are clever words. We need to be heard.
Yeah. I mean, there was intonation. There was a mood shift. There was, mm-hmm. she was playing with certain feelings in the little sequence that she was talking. And,
well,
you really need to have that quality.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Now,
so
how do I sound? Because this is the equipment I use.
This is good.
Okay.
I don't remember what you were plugged into when we did episode one. Do you?
Now, see, that was the problem, because usually when I'm on the schedule to record, I set my mic up and everything else.
Uh-huh.
When PJ goes, oh, let's throw Alex in there real quick. I'm like, I'm on my Bluetooth headphones and I'm sitting on my bed with, you know, so it's not the same, not the same microphone.
Well, but these would have been the scheduled ones, because the ones that I'm thinking of were the conversations between Lexi and Nance.
Yeah, no, those were, we had extra time because somebody didn't show up. So PJ was like, well, let's get that done real quick.
Because what happened there, it was worse with Carissa than with you.
Mm-hmm.
But both of you, the high end of your voice, because mm-hmm. all of our voices have a wide range of tones
yep.
going on in them.
Yep,
and
yep.
the higher end tones were just getting cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there had to be something tied to filtering. I thought it was filtering at my end, but then I eliminated that filtering and the problem was still there. And I'm thinking, well, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's the devices, yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's why I wondered what you were plugged into at that time, because right now what I'm hearing is good.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
my whole podcast setup. That's why.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I'm still on my phone.
But you're on the phone, which is interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of phone do you have? I know it's an Android. Which one is it?
Galaxy S10.
Oh, okay. So it's a relatively new one then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Alex always has the new ones.
So and Samsung is a higher end phone, so that's going to have
about it.
it's going to have better hardware. It's going to have better quality stuff. So that mm-hmm. that kind of makes sense. So that's good. That proves that you can conceivably use a smartphone and get a good sound quality.
Yeah.
It just depends on what the phone is.
Exactly. Depends on the phone. It also depends on what microphone you're using. It also depends on if you're using headphones with a microphone in it, because
that was a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You made that point earlier today, and mm-hmm. that is a good point. Well, with Carissa's phone obviously isn't a Galaxy S10, so it was having trouble creating.
No, I think she's got a rough iPhone. I think, like, an older iPhone.
Could be.
If I do remember correctly, because we had the same problem.
Well, no, it wasn't an iPhone. It was an Android phone.
Is it an Android?
Yeah, but it was not a brand that I recognized as a big brand. I knew that. So
I guess we'll find out.
Whatever, it doesn't really matter. I guess the point is, now that we know, it's
laptop, please.
Laptop certainly helps. Yeah, laptop's going to reproduce it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I mean, listeners are probably wondering, why are they going on about the sound, but. Let me tell you, it's going to make
a big
difference.
It makes a difference. Go listen to episode one, and then when we're done, listen to episode two, and you'll see what we're talking
about.
You'll
hear a big difference, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, they must have got some new equipment. No, we didn't. We just figured it out.
Exactly. So it's important.
It's like how, the first child is the practice child, and the second child, you get it all together.
And in fact, the segment that I showed you guys when I sent the sample file around mm-hmm. is a good example of it, because in that particular segment – Carissa is jumping from one emotional state to a second one to a third one in the space of like three sentences. Four sentences or something like that. You need to have that nuance.
Yeah, you definitely, you got to get the sense that, okay, she's freaking out. She's having a breakdown. I've totally been there. Yeah.
And so it's got to come through really strong. So I think we're going to get it. It's going to be
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
It's going to be good. So let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Oh, well, I suppose we should also let people know what the tentative schedule is so they can anticipate when episode two is going to come out.
I'm hoping we're done and, you know, ready to, what's the word? Upload it. Upload it by my birthday. That's what I'm hoping for.
And what's your birthday?
Walt.
I'm letting the listeners know.
You sneaky little devil. You're a liar, but that's okay. October 17th, for all those who want to send me well wishes and birthday presents, you can at me at alex at loatoday.net.
That's A-L-Y-X.
Yes.
I think we can get the recording done by then. I'm not sure if I can get all the editing done by then.
Fine.
I'll do my best, but... I mean, the last time I did the editing, it took an entire weekend, and then I had to take three nights off just to sleep because I was wiped out. Now, hopefully, I won't have to do as much fixing. Maybe that'll actually speed things up because I had to spend a lot of time fixing, you know, trying to make the different pieces of recording sound better than they actually did.
Yeah, hopefully now it's just putting the scenes in order and getting the music together. That's
and the sound effects.
Yeah, sound effects too.
Oh, that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you have to actually make it sound like the scene is playing out in a place, in a real physical place, right?
You want to be able to close your eyes and visualize the whole situation.
In fact, I'm realizing, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this, but I need to get some background noises of a school. Because we have a school scene here. I mean, it's not your typical school scene, but there's a scene that takes place in a school.
YouTube?
I'll probably look there, I've got to make sure that whatever the background noises are, you can't identify any individuals.
Right.
going to be really key. But it has to sound like, you know, kids on a playground or something. It's got to have that kind of a feel to it.
Yeah.
And then there's also a part where two of the characters are walking in the hall because they had to leave the office. You know, so it has to sound like you're walking in a school hall, which has a very definite echo to it, right?
Yep, definite echo with, you know, heels and sneakers. I assume Miguel's wearing sneakers.
Probably, yeah. Well, he'll be wearing, the two of them will be wearing whatever sound effect I can find. That's what
really fact. You may just hear Nancy's heels. I mean, that may just be it.
I mean, if we didn't live in a time now where schools always get locked down so you can't go into a school. It used to be if you just walk into a school. So I'd go in with a recorder and I'd just listen and record stuff. You know, walking in the hallway.
That's not creepy at all.
But that's not going to happen these days.
That's not suspect at all. They're not going to pin you down and arrest
you
at all.
No, of course not. Right.
There's a man walking around the halls with a tape recorder. I don't know what's
50
happening.
50 years ago, that would not have been an issue. Nobody would have even thought twice about it. It was like, well, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
It was not a big deal. Today, not so much, not unless you want to go to prison. So, it's going to be tricky trying to come up with some of those sound effects. That's actually one of the biggest challenges, trying to figure out
how to make
a sound.
Is there like a sound, like, you know how we found the different songs that we want to use, the sound clips? Mm-hmm. Is there a website for like just sound effects?
There is. Actually, some of the sound effects that we used in episode one came from freesound.org.
Okay.
And it has some good ones there, but it's like anything else, you're kind of limited to whatever somebody happened to upload.
Right.
You know, you're trying to find among all the stuff that got uploaded, and all of which is usually very badly labeled, so you're having to listen to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
it takes a while to find
it
the right
thing. It does, yeah.
I mean, in episode one, people will remember that the episode starts off with a traffic accident.
Right.
Trying to find a good traffic accident was hell.
But you did a good job, though. You did a good job.
I did find, that was actually two different sound effects melded together. It was not actually one sound effect. Yeah. But it was hard to come up with just the right combination.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a fun puzzle.
It is. And the good news is I don't have to go look for high heels again. I already have that.
Facts.
Right? You know, I don't have to worry about trying to find somebody walking in flats. I've got that.
Okay.
Or at least walking on wood, on a wood floor.
Right, right.
So I've got that. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of different ways of walking, different kinds of surfaces to walk on and so forth.
Yeah.
And walking in a hallway in a school is a completely different thing because that echo. That, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't think about it, right?
Yeah, no, that school echo is like nothing else. Like,
there's nothing like that.
There's no other echo.
I mean, I'll probably end up finding something where people are walking on wood, and then mm-hmm. I'll run it through the editor and try to apply some artificial echo to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But even that, I mean, that's starting to get risky, because if it doesn't sound like a school hall, it's going to sound noticeable. It's going to say, you're going to say something's wrong with this scene.
Like someone's walking in someone's dream? What's happening? I'm confused.
Yeah, something. It just won't feel right.
So, yeah.
I mean, put it this way. People who work in the movie industry as sound engineers get paid good money because they put together great sound effects.
Yes. You know? They're amazing.
And I'm trying to do it on a budget of $1.85, so
it's real hard out here.
But no, it'll be good. It's just going to take a little time. So it may not happen on the 17th, but we're certainly going to get the recording done by then. I know that.
I mean, obvi, but I'm saying.
Well, today's the 3rd, so that's 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
So it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it will have to do with how long it takes to do the recordings, because right now we're already into next week doing recordings.
Yeah, but I don't think long into next week, because we're getting majority of it done today. I think it's just the re-recording of yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, the day before yesterday that we have to do next week.
Hopefully we don't have more of those, but what if we do? That's the thing. That's the kind of thing that can stretch it out. So we'll have to see.
I don't think we'll have more of those now that we know what we're looking for as, you know, ahead
of
time.
I'm hoping so. I mean, this is actually law of attraction, because we are zeroing in on precisely what it is that we want.
Yes.
So we know what to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just putting it out there psychically. We're sending people text messages and emails saying, please try this so we can get better sound from you.
Exactly.
We're being very direct about it.
Speaking of LOA, tell the story of this escape room that happened today.
Oh, that was crazy. On Tuesday, I had never heard of what an escape room was. I never heard the phrase before. I had no idea what it was. And Alex gave me a little education, told me what
it was
all about.
That's because I'm keeping Walt hip, you know.
She is, yeah, which takes a lot of work. And after that conversation, I thought it was interesting. Like, okay, all right, so they've created a new form of entertainment. I get that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Today, I was perusing something. I can't remember what I was looking at, but I was perusing something online, and all of a sudden this article popped up in a local publication, actually, in West Hartford. We mentioned West Hartford before.
Yep.
It was the West Hartford Patch. West Hartford Patch had a report about an escape room service, a business that offered escape rooms along with like a tavern kind of an atmosphere in West Hartford that was closing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, shoot, this is pure LOA. I've never heard of it before. You give me an education, and 2 days later, it shows up in a news item in a local newspaper? I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It shows how LOA works, though. Because, I mean, it didn't take very long. I had no resistance, clearly. I had no resistance.
Yeah.
And it almost makes me wonder, you know, the new car effect we've talked about before.
Yeah, I was just going to say
car
that.
And you see that everywhere. I wonder if I had actually seen stuff about escape rooms and just kind of, you know, slip past
Brushed by it. Yeah.
Else. Yeah. That's possible.
No, I think you would have been like, what's an escape room?
That's what I keep saying to myself.
Yeah.
It's such a strange phrase.
Right. It is. It is. Like, who and what are people escaping from? What is happening?
And why do you need a room in order to escape?
Right, right.
Like
that's my most
first
people
thought.
Escape from prison, not a room. So I feel like you would have clicked on that article.
That one would have been just what? What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I feel this is like a true LOA experience of
I manifested
this based on what we talked about on Tuesday.
Talking about what did we manifest this week.
Yeah. That was strange.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Yep.
I wonder how many other times escape room is going to come into my life over the next week.
I don't know. Maybe it's done because we noticed it now. So it's like.
Well, we're giving it a lot of vibrational attention.
We are. We definitely are.
You know, so I guess it doesn't have to be an escape room. It can be something that in some tangential way.
Tangential direction.
is related to an escape room.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see. I'll try to keep my eyes open and see if I can notice the next time something comes up like that.
I'm sure you will. Yeah. Knowing is half the battle, yes.
Well, I'm getting better at it. I don't know about you. I think I am too.
Yeah.
Just noticing manifestations is a big deal. And I did mm-hmm. talk about that earlier in the week, but I really do think it is. The more that we notice, the easier it is to believe.
Mm-hmm.
The easier it is to kind of not just wrap our heads around it, but make it part of our lives that, yes, we're going to consciously create from now on.
Right. Exactly.
Because now you start to believe, well, I'm not wasting my time.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Because it's almost instant. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, I think it's taken both of us like 48 hours to get these things done. So.
This is true. This is true. Oh, he says he's trying to join the meeting.
Oh.
We didn't get you on the Zoom.
We didn't see anybody come in.
Oh well. But he says it's fascinating to me to hear these behind the scenes stories. So that's good.
Oh, thanks.
At least we're entertaining him while he's having a failed attempt to get onto.
I know, right?
Oh, crazy. Okay, well, we got about 4 minutes left. Before we go, any spoilers that people need to know about? You're the queen of spoilers, so that's why I always come to you about this.
If you haven't seen This Is Us, the first episode of this season, I think this is season 4, must watch. If you're caught up, though, you have to watch all 3 seasons to be caught up. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say it's basically season 1, episode 1 all over again with different people. It's amazing. Writers are amazing on that show.
Now, that's an interesting claim, because usually if a show attempts to restart itself in some mm-hmm. way, like, you know, a redo of a movie that was done 30 years ago or uh-huh. something like that, usually that's like dangerous territory. So
it
to
is.
Have it described as amazing is pretty good.
Yes, they're amazing on that show. The writers deserve all the accolades. Like, it's crazy over there. I'm like, how do you even put these to... Oh, it's a puzzle. It's like, okay, I don't understand what all these people have to do with the main characters. And then you get to the end and you're like, stop it. Really? Shut up. So it was a crazy ride, but it was great.
Well, you better get used to that mindset, because that's what you're going to start getting on the episodes you're writing for The Grass Is Greener.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the little folder I made with possible plot twists?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, well, don't look at it. I want you to be surprised when I put it in there. I don't know when I'm putting it in there, but
if that's not a tease, I don't know what is. I put a folder in there, but don't look at it.
Don't hit the red button, whatever you do. It tastes like ice cream, but don't hit it.
It tastes like ice cream. Okay. All right, well, I'll see if I can exercise some self-discipline, and I'll just
listen.
Have to
you have so much work to do; you won't even notice it.
Yeah,
you didn't
I
even
tried
notice
not
it
to
was there
that.
Until I said something. So it's been there for like 3 weeks.
Hey, I've been making good progress catching everything up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Seriously, I've been catching a lot of stuff up, and I knew I had to because we're going to be doing a lot of work on recording the episode and then putting it together. So I had to clear the decks, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So it's all good. So, all right. Well, unless you have something else that we kind of draw to a close there, is there a last message to pass along? She's pursing her lips together. It usually means she's reaching for something.
Just be mindful of what you're manifesting in the next 48 hours and see what happens.
So you agree with me. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is important. I think it's probably the best way that we learn how to do this conscious creation stuff.
Yeah. I think for me, it started the day that we manifested these headphones.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, oh my God, it really happens. And like, it was 2 days later and I was like, hey, Walt, guess what?
And I also would emphasize, don't be concerned about whether or not it's a happy manifestation.
Right, right.
Look for the unhappy ones. Look for the mediocre ones. Look for the mm-hmm. ones that are incidental, that you know, mm-hmm. just you would not have normally noticed them. And then all of a sudden you make the connection like, oh my God, we talked about... You know, escape rooms the other day, and now I'm seeing an escape room thing? Really?
Yep.
Like, holy cow. You know?
Or I asked for money, and I found a penny on the ground. It may be tiny, but it's still money. So
that's right.
You got to count it.
In fact, I picked up a dime in the parking lot the other day.
See? Said,
so when was I last asking for money? I was trying to connect.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can't connect them together, but you keep trying anyway.
You keep trying.
Well, thank you for helping us to stay, you know, laugh-oriented and happy and joyful in that way. That's
my job.
That's your skill. You're really good at that. Hopefully, Joel's going to be back one of these weeks. Hopefully, it's going to be very, very soon. It just depends on what happens with the client.
Well, till then, we probably have Jeffrey, if he can figure it out.
If Jeffrey can join us, that would be great. Thursdays until Joel comes back, you know, that would be a good time for Jeffrey to jump on. So
yeah.
Figure out the electronics there, Jeff, and we'll be
email Walt. He'll walk you through.
Oh, and Jenny
had hi, Jenny!
And, she says a couple things. She says, that's adorable about your niece not realizing that you are Lexi in The Grass is Greener.
I know, right?
And she said, actually, she was the one who said, it's fascinating to me to hear the behind-the-scenes stories. And she says, I also think that chance favors the prepared mind.
Ooh, Jenny with the deepness. Okay.
She says that's another explanation of the new car effect. That's a good way of describing it. I like
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So with that in-depth thought in mind, we'll call a close to the episode right there. Thank you, yep. Jenny. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Alex. Thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.